you guys aren't familiar with the value equation, there's four questions that every prospect asks themselves.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And so my goal for this masterclass is to really highlight the opportunity to create a path to financial freedom through the vehicle of owning a cleaning business. Now, over the last 2 years, I've been very fortunate and very blessed to build a cleaning business that is on pace right now to do over $100,000 per month. And I spend less than 10 hours a week in this business. And it's really helped us in the catalyst for us to buy over $10 million of real estate up to this point. Now, if you had told me that, like just a few short years ago, like I would have laughed at you, right? And in fact, like it was a little over 2 years ago, December of 2020, Katie and I, we were on our morning walk, and we were in Austin, Texas. And we had just started our cleaning business 6 weeks earlier in Bozeman, Montana. And I remember going on this walk and telling Katie that I believe that this business would be a $1 million business. And I just had so much hope and so much faith in this business, really, because like I needed it to work. And we both wanted to create a business that allowed us both the financial and time freedom to live like our best life, right? Now, up to this point, we had been running a fitness business for 7 years. And while it had some success, I just felt like we were swimming against the current. Like there was so much freaking effort that constantly required our attention, right? It was hard to sell clients into our personal training facility. It was hard to keep the clients in our personal training facility. It took an enormous amount of effort. And really, the result we were selling took a long time to get there. And so the value equation that we were giving to our prospects and our clients, like it was just against us. And so after I started exploring the idea of a cleaning business, I saw the opportunity like right away. Like the value equation compared to the fitness business and the cleaning business, it was literally flipped around. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with the value equation, there's four questions that every prospect asks themselves. Okay. They ask, how long is it going to take for me to achieve this result? How much effort is required of me? What's the likelihood of me actually achieving this result? And how impactful will it be upon me achieving the result? And so if we take this value equation, we look at that through the lens of fitness. You guys can think about this, like how many of you guys in here actually like have tried to lose weight or want to lose weight, right? Everybody, right? And so like, how long does it take for you to achieve that result? Like your whole life, right? Like it's a constant battle. Like there is no certain stop. How much effort is required of me? Dude, like so much effort. You got to change how you eat. You got to change how you move your body. You got to change how you sleep. There's so many things you have to change in order for you to actually achieve a transformative result. Now, what's the likelihood of you actually achieving the result of transforming your body and losing weight and being able to fit into certain dress sizes, into certain clothes? Based on the math and the data out there, it's really, really low, right? And even if you hit the goal, like the chance of you keeping it, the numbers go down even further. Now, how impactful will it be upon achieving the result of transforming your body? Like it's everything. Like it changes the way you perceive yourself. It changes the way you are perceived by other people. It changes your thoughts and your beliefs and your confidence and your ability to walk into a room and just like command that room. So it's very impactful. Only on one of those four things does fitness actually win. Now, on the other side of the coin, let's take this from a cleaning business example. Okay. So think about this from a cleaning prospect who reaches out to you to say, hey, like, can you clean my home? Like, how long is it going to take for them to achieve the result? Like, if you have availability that day, maybe the next day, they can get the result, you know, relatively quickly. How much effort is required of your cleaning client for them to come home to a sparkling clean home without them having to do a thing? Nothing, right? Outside of giving their credit card, there is no effort required of them. What's the likelihood of them actually achieving the result of coming home to a home that smells citrusy and fresh and clean and things are picked up? It's really dang good, especially if you have lots of testimonials and lots of 5-star reviews. There's a lot of trust in that. And how impactful is it for somebody to come home to this feeling of peace and to feel calm when they walk into their house? it can mean everything to somebody on that day. It can be a game changer. And the fact that they can do it over and over again, man, it makes the cleaning business so impactful to so many people. And so once I understood these four questions, I understood how it related to the cleaning business, like, I was sold. Okay. Now, the problem was that neither me and my wife, Katie, we had any cleaning experience. We knew nothing about supplies, about products, about cleaning techniques. And I'll tell you what, we got humbled really, really fast. In fact, our second clean that we ever did, I remember being on the phone call with this gal on the sales call, and she was telling me about her home. It was about 35 minutes away from our house. I remember putting it on Google Maps, and she was explaining to me about the house. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, totally fine. And by the end of the phone call, she's like, hey, like, by the way, do you have a four-wheel drive vehicle? And I said, yeah. Do I need it? She was like, yeah, like we're kind of up in the mountains. And very fortunate for us, it had just snowed a ton that night after I got off the call with her, and then we scheduled that clean for the very next day. And so I sent my wife Katie out on this wild goose chase up. Now, it said it was 35 minutes, but that was without the snow. And that was without her getting stuck. And so it took her almost an hour to get up to this property, and she didn't have to put it in four-wheel drive, but she ended up making it there. She spent probably 3 or 4 hours there, and it took another hour to get back home. And, you know, I asked her how everything went, and she's like, it was hard. It was a lot of work. That place was a lot dirtier than you had made it out to be in the notes. I was like, okay, cool. Right. My bad. Well, the next day I reached out to her just asking her how the clean went. And all of a sudden I just got a mirage of pictures of things that were not done. And my heart just sank. And she was like, I didn't even know that somebody was here. Like, that's how bad this place is. And it was in that moment that I was like, shit. Maybe we got a little bit in over our head. And so we didn't charge that gal for that clean whatsoever. And it was one of those first experiences like, okay, it's time for us to either get out of this business or figure out how to actually run a cleaning business. And so thankfully, my wife, she jumped all in and she joined tons of cleaning Facebook groups. She watched hours of YouTube, and she started to find products and supplies and cleaning techniques that allowed us to at least be decent as far as the fulfillment of our cleaning service was. Now, once we actually figured out how to clean, we were able to actually utilize our strength and our mastery, which was in the marketing and the sales and the leadership departments, right? And so our primary marketing strategy was using Facebook ads. And the reason why is because I just have had so much experience of spending quite literally hundreds of thousands of dollars making hundreds of campaigns for my fitness business. And so that was our primary way to generate leads in that business. And so I just took what I knew in that experience and I put it over into this cleaning business. And I was very fortunate that the very first funnel I put up, it worked. And it's actually still the same funnel that we run to today. And it's still our primary marketing funnel that we use. Now, of course, we also use Google services. We also use Google Ads. We also use Craigslist as a ways for paid advertising. And to this day, we've produced over 2,500 leads. Most importantly, we've converted 850 of those leads into paying clients. And so if you do the math on that, that's like a 35% conversion rate, which is outstanding. Okay. And right now, currently in our cleaning business, it's on pace to break that $83,000 per month mark, which is $1 million run rate. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty cool. But what's even cooler is that both my wife and I, like, we have the freedom to live our best life. And that's what business is supposed to do. It's supposed to give you freedom. And so I spend, again, probably about an hour on the business. I spend probably a couple hours a week just tweaking things and adjusting marketing campaigns. My wife spends less than 10 hours a week on the business. And currently we're in Mesa, Arizona for the winter. And our cleaning business is in Montana. And the fact that it's growing is, man, it's just a testament to the freedom that this business can give you, not only from a time standpoint, not only from a financial standpoint, but even from a geography standpoint. And so what excites me the most though about this whole process, this whole system, is that now I get to do what I truly love, right? The reason why I got into personal training, the reason why I owned a gym, is because I love to help people. I love to see people transform. And while I thought my love was for fitness, my love was actually just truly for helping people and to sharing what I know and to give it to them so they can start to experience the same feelings that I did. And so that's what this is all about, is for you to be able to experience that same freedom.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.